So have you guys heard of NFT? It's new. No, it's what they call a non-fungible token. And I have an idea for my poetry book that I'm going to come out with. You know, I told you guys before that I'm going to be adding some of my abstract artwork. And I'm thinking of putting those pieces or select pieces of mine. It's going to be 13, actually, pieces of artwork. I'm going to put those pieces on the blockchain as a non-fungible token. Some you guys are already saying, well, what the hell is a non-fungible token? So this is the definition, and I'm going to try to break it down. The non-fungible token means it's a unique and non-interchangeable unit of data stored on a digital ledger using blockchain technology to establish proof of ownership. Effectively, it's a digital token like cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. So pretty much what happens is, right, I can put my NFT up for sale. I could put it up for sale for a cryptocurrency, let's say. Let's say I want to put up as Ethereum, or let's say even Bitcoin. But I don't put it for the full amount of Bitcoin, even Ethereum. I put it for less, right? And what you probably want to go, why would you want to do that? So I do that so then people could buy it affordably, right? And then my followers, my audience, can actually resell it and make money. On top of that, I also get a portion of it. So essentially, by me doing so, I actually am funding myself on top of my audience making money off it. So imagine how we buy books now. We go to, you know, Barnes & Nobles. We'll go to Books A Million, or maybe you go to a local bookstore. Or maybe you order from Amazon, and you have a monthly subscription, and you purchase a book. So you're out. Now, books are pretty expensive nowadays. You know, hardcover books are going for $30, right? $27, $30. And you spend that $27, $30, and you probably buy more than one book. So let's say you're out of $60, maybe $80. And now you're going to get a good story. You know, you're paying for the product that you want. But then that's it. There's no real return on your purchase. So imagine having a limited amount, and you're one of those people who have that, and you want to continue to sell that and sell it. And as you do, because you have a piece of this interest now of this book, you want to continue selling it, which helps me because it makes more people want to read it and get it. So you get a portion, a percentage, and then I get a percentage as well. So I consider the percentage to be, for me, 80%, and then for you, 20%. Of course, I made the content, and I did everything I had to do, so I'm going to get the lion's share, of course. Fuck that shit. But at the same time, as part of my audience, you actually get paid. So do I really need a book deal? You guys can actually fund my book being printed. You know, things like that, or just the artwork itself can just fund my lifestyle of wanting to be a writer and continue writing, and I can do more things of this nature. And then maybe even I'll create a digital book specifically for an NFT and get that going. So there's an artist, don't remember the artist's name. Let's see, look this up, artist. Let's see. So there was a hip hop artist recently, actually this year in 2021, that put his album as an NFT, and I think he sold 1 million copies of his album at $1 an album. So now those 1 million people have a copy of his album. And since they have the copy of the album, now they can resell it at a higher price. And at the higher price they sell it as, he gets a cut from that. So he made $1 million off this NFT like nothing. I think it was within an hour or so. Like, people just went crazy and bought his shit. No. And it was insane how he kind of cracked the code. And I was giving people different ideas of how to not use these big entities who kind of just, you know, and no doubt, like, you know, listen, if you're going to get an agent and you want your book to be published by one of these publishers, you know, they have information, they have the know-how, they have the knowledge of how to get that out there, right? So it's not necessarily a bad thing, right? But that means you're also cutting into the money several different ways, right? You got to pay for printing, you know, your agent, you know, then the publishing house. So as an actor in the marketing, and you may get an upfront payment, right? You may get an upfront payment. And then you won't get paid royalties on your book until after that upfront payment is paid back. Same thing in music as well. So I'm contemplating doing this even for my kids. My daughters are fantastic, fantastic artist. And I'm thinking about putting some of her artwork up as an NFT and really situating her for life. Listen, we're in the new industrial revolution where technology is where it's at. And yes, I'm a writer. Yes, I write poetry. I write, and you know, I have a novel I've been working on for 10 years. But it's now or never. Like, if you're older, if you're middle aged like I am, I'm going to be 44 in January. It makes me 43 today. If you're not up on what the fuck is going on, if you're not understanding what's happening online and how you can really situate and change your lifestyle completely, then you're going to be outdated within... You're already outdated already. You're done. You're outdated. Your way of thinking, the way you move, the way you try to make money is going to be gone pretty soon. You need to pivot. And if you're not going to pivot into how things are happening online, then you're going to fall far behind, and your family is as well. And this is a great way to set off your legacy and pass things down off your legacy, because at the same time, you're creating generational wealth. So I can pass on my non-fungible token to my kid. As long as they have my access to my digital wallet, it's theirs forever. And there's no banks involved. The money is there. You cash out when you want to cash out. Now, of course, depending on what country you're in, your government is going to wind up trying to tax you somehow, some way. But on the blockchain, there is no like taxation on the blockchain. This is a transaction between, you know, just me and my audience and the person who likes to buy my product. There's no middleman. Countries are getting worried about this because they're figuring out how we're going to pay for things, and I get that. But people are also tired of paying taxes and being broke. But so the NFT is a great way to make income for yourself that's continuous. And at the same time, your audience makes money as well. That's just unheard of. Think about that. I'm going to reward my audience not only by creating something that I love and they love me for creating, but I might hit them back with some love and say, yo, this product that I just made, this book or this piece of music that I just created, guess what? You're going to get a piece of pie for that too. How's that? That's fucking fantastic. That's like mad fucking love right there. That's like, yo, like, what are we really doing with that? So as I've been working on my NFT plan, which I've been planning for the past 3 to 4 weeks now, and I've been drawing 3 to 4 drawings a day to get the best 13. I had my friend Tommy hit me up, I think it was last week. He sends me about NFTs. I'm like, Tommy, I'm already on it, bro. Like, I'm already on it. Like, the plan is to put my drawings up as NFT. So now I'm contemplating, do I just put the whole book, the whole poetry book as NFT, right? So I don't know yet. You know, I'm not sure if I'm going to put the book up just to self-publish and put it on Amazon so people could buy it, on top of just putting the artwork up as NFT and making some exclusive maybe characters that people could purchase to make a set of, right? So I'm thinking about what kind of character or avatar I can create. And I'll have somebody just draw it for me, and that's it. And say, hey, I wanted like several iterations of this particular character. And everything I'm going to probably do is going to be the number 13 because that's my birthday. I was born on Friday the 13th. So 13 is a good number for me. Always has been. So I'm thinking about making it 13 of something. Don't know what that is yet. And putting it as an NFT and letting people go crazy with it. You know, I'm always online. I'm always reading. My wife says, oh, you're always at the computer. You're always doing this. Listen, I'm always writing. I'm always drawing on my iPad. I'm making a podcast right now. It's like 3 in the morning. It's 3:30 in the morning. And you got to be hungry. You got to go after it. I worked out last night with the wife. And all these things are coming up. All these things are happening. And if you don't make moves quickly, it's going to pass you by. But it is. You got to take risks. You got to make things happen. So that's why I'm talking to you guys about NFTs right now. And for the few people who are listening to this podcast, you know, you guys are going to be in the know. And I suggest you guys do your own research. I'm not in-depth knowledge of NFTs as of yet. I'm still working on my own shit. I'm still figuring it out myself. But there's so much information online. There's so much information on YouTube. If you go to TikTok, there's a lot of information on TikTok as well. But you have to do your research. You have to be aware what the fuck is going on, because things are happening, and this is the next industrial revolution. You're going to see the next Rockefellers come out, the next Vanderbilts come out. You're going to see so much other people come out from this. We're in the 20s, and this can definitely be the roaring 20s of the 1900s. It could be the roaring 20s of the 2000s. And are you going to be a part of that? Is your family going to have a legacy that you can leave behind for them? I think NFT's on the way. You know, I just believe it is. It's a great avenue to get into right now, especially when it's early. No one can tell anything what's going to happen, right? Especially like what happened with podcasts back in the day. Podcasts just kind of started and it fell way off for many years, and then it picked back up and it ramped up again. And the people who stood in the space and kept on are killing it right now. Look at Joe Rogan. He was just doing it for fun, just recording him and his friends. So, I might even do my spoken word poetry as an NFT if I can. If not, I'll continue just doing my special artwork off of it. You know, this NFT is going to be expandable to a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'll do maybe a spoken word of 13 poems as an NFT and see how that goes. And there's so many different things you can do with this. I'm sharing this with you for a reason. You know, look up NFT. It's a non-fungible token. And get your crypto game up. It's important. And learn how to sell your product. You know, especially if you're a writer. You know, you just think of the traditional way, which is fine, right? The option for a lot of people is to go independent, which is, publishing your own stuff on Amazon. But now you have this other option where you and your audience can make bank. That's unheard of. That number of shit I've bought from people I listen to, like, music artists or authors or whatever. And it's just sitting in my house. It's collecting fucking dust. How many books I've read once? I'm not going to get rid of them. I love them. And I may read them again. But it's just sitting there. It's not making me any money. It's not like I can put it online as a loaner and pay me $5 for it or something. I can make something off of it, right? No. this is different. This is something that I continue. And then, you know, as they sell it, they're going to sell it for more. The next person will sell it for more. The next person will sell it for more. And you're getting bank from that. So as the increase of the sales happen, you're continuing to get this flow of dollars to you because you set the price. You set the structure for it. If I give my audience 20% of whatever I'm making, does that not make sense? 20% is a lot. I'm not saying 1 or 2%. Like, you know, artists get shit on their albums, especially back in the day. So imagine me sharing something with them and they get a piece of it. And then as time goes on, because of the exclusivity of it and people want it, I'm telling you, it's the fucking move. It is the move. You know, so if you're interested in doing an NFT, do your research first. If you're not an artist, I get it. Well, Johnny, I don't know how to draw. I definitely don't write. Yo, you can go to a website called Fiverr, Fiverr.com. Okay? Fiverr, Fiverr.com. This is a website where you can hire someone for many different types of things, actually. Any category of business you could think of, or any type of needs that you may have, you can actually hire someone to do this for you. So I'm going to hire someone to create 13 pieces of avatars for me. I'm going to work with them exclusively to make sure it's right and exactly what I want. And put it on as an NFT, put it out there. And I want to make sure it's the dopest thing I can get out there. So, you know, you got to be creative as much as you can be. And if you're not creative, start trying to figure shit out and be creative. Because this is where we're going to right now. And this can really make bank for you and for your family long term. It's definitely a residual thing. It's definitely a passive income type of thing. Because once you do the work, it's going to be out there. And the more you let your audience know, hey, you know, you can get the NFTs out there. Especially, you know, I'm going to let people know when they can get in early. And I'm thinking about letting people know they can probably get my artwork prior to the actual release of the book. So when the book is released, people are going to see, well, I got the artwork for NFT. And then also purchase the book. So, and I may do another book. Maybe the whole entire thing might just be an NFT. You know what I'm saying? So this is where it's at, people. This is where you have to go after your shit. There's many ideas and many usages of it. This is very early. And if you don't know about it, I'm telling you about it. Go after it. Make it happen. Look into it deeply. See what else you can do. Put your friends and family into it. This could be a game changer. This could definitely uplift your lifestyle. Definitely just take things on. NFTs can definitely change up your shit really quick. And it can make things happen for you. It can make things happen for you long term, like I said. Go after it. Read up more about it. It's not illegal. It's definitely legal. Figure out what country you're in, because I'm listened to all over the world, so, which is awesome to even say that. It's crazy. So I do want to give some shout outs real quick. So as I look into my analytics, right, I want to give a shout out to these countries. Of course, my audience in America, thank you so much. You guys are my largest audience, but there's some other people as well that's out there listening to me. I want to give shout-outs to France. I'm going to throw up being listening to France. Ireland, the UK, Kuwait. Man, I got to go to Kuwait. I've actually interviewed a few people on my podcast from Kuwait, and I got to go there. And Germany, shout-out to Germany for listening in. So that's France, Ireland, UK, Kuwait, Germany, and Russia. Oh, sorry, not Russia. No one's listening to me in Russia. So one more time. Shout out to France, Ireland, UK, Kuwait, and Germany. Thank you so much for listening. Like, I appreciate it so freaking much. You don't understand. I don't mind being a small podcast with the intentions to grow to be bigger, but, you know, this is what it's about, sharing information. And Giant Web presents, I'm presenting information, stories, all types of stuff that for you guys to devour and eat and spread, you know, with love and share, you know what I'm saying? So that's the way to do it. We have to work together, and that's around the world, my brothers and sisters. Like, this is what we need to do around the world to get going. This is not just an American thing, you know what I'm saying? And you guys understand that the world is getting smaller and smaller, and we're realizing that the people that we are, we need to start working together more to sustain ourselves and our families. That's what every person just wants, no matter what language or culture you come from. So that's what this podcast represents. It represents the people. It represents who you are, what your standards are about. And I would love to talk to people from Germany. If you speak English, let's talk. Let's hit me up. From France, again, hit me up. Ireland, let's talk. I can definitely have more people from Kuwait. I have a couple of friends there. So, so dope. I'm excited. I can't wait to penetrate different other countries as well and grow my audience even more. And that's the biggest thing. You have to grow your audience, people. That's huge. If you're an artist, you know, if you're an author, you know, you have to start and grow your audience and make that happen. So NFT, let's do it. Let's make this world go round. Peace.